News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. There's been some talk among Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill about reopening some parts of the government, like the national parks and the veterans services. But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says they're just unfairly cherry-picking through some popular government services, and they're ultimately planning on slowly funding everything except the Affordable Care Act.
Now they are focusing on trying to cherry-pick some of the few parts of government that they like. They don't like it all, but they like a few parts of it. It's just another wacky idea from the Tea Party-driven Republicans.
At least 800,000 federal workers aren't working thanks to the shutdown. An accused murderer's fate is now in the hands of the jury. Jeffrey Trevino, accused of killing his wife, Kira Steger, from the Wausau area back in February in the Twin Cities. Her body found over 2 months later in the Mississippi River. The prosecution rested their case yesterday. Closing arguments were this morning, and now it's deliberation time. Portage County board members finding out just what's in the budget plan for the upcoming year. County Executive Patty Dreyer made her presentation to the county board starting at 5 o'clock this afternoon. She said she had to work closely with department heads to identify just where they could save money, but the budget she's proposing will balance.
Yes, the 2014 budget is balanced. I will present one that maintains all of our essential services and keeps it all in balance.
Dreyer said this year has one big change that affected the county's budget numbers.
The big one in the whole picture is the fact that we have now our levy transfer for the new unified dispatch here in Portage County. So that's the biggest change to the budget from anything that we've dealt with in the past.
Up until this point, there have been two dispatch centers in Portage County, one for the county, one for the city of Stevens Point. They are now operating together, and the levy transfer comes from the city of Stevens Point. The county executive Dreyer said the overall proposed levy is up about 3%, but the actual budget is down slightly. Dreyer said that's only happened 8 times in the past 28 years. 200,000. That's how many concealed carry licenses have been sold as of yesterday. Jackie Johnson has more.
Brian O'Keefe is administrator for the Division of Law Enforcement Services at DOJ. He says the agency has had a robust response to the program that began November 1st of 2011.
We're still receiving between 500 and 1,000 concealed carry applications every week.
O'Keefe reminds those seeking a concealed carry license about the reduced application fee from $50 to $40. He says it's important to submit the appropriate amount to avoid a delay in processing. Otherwise, he says, there are no major issues preventing people from getting their applications approved.
The big one for us right now is they're sending too much money in, and those continue to come in at probably about 25% of our licenses since the price went down on July 1st. Our website has the proper amounts on them. If they want to download the new applications, it's pretty easy.
O'Keefe says the office does not have the authority to accept more funds than are necessary for the program, so they return the entire package and ask for a new check with the appropriate amount. Other applications are rejected because of minor errors, such as forgetting to include a name or a date of birth. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.
There was a hearing at the state capitol today on a bill to increase the speed limit to 70 miles an hour on the freeways. The author of that bill is urging his colleagues to make this happen. Bob Hagg has more from Madison.
The bill is from Representative Paul Tittle, a Manitowoc Republican.
Areas that we're envisioning that will go from 65 to 70 will be like rural interstates. So when you start getting into congested areas, you start getting into the downtown Milwaukee area, Miller Parkway, Market Interchange. We're not looking at changing that.
Testifying in favor, Gary Biller, president of the Wanakee-based National Motorists Association.
Comparable Midwestern states with established maximum speed limits of 70 miles per hour or greater have lower highway fatality rates than Wisconsin.
The bill received a public hearing Tuesday before the Assembly Transportation Committee. There was no testimony against it. Bob Hagg, Wisconsin Radio Network.
By now, you've probably heard this. Or if you haven't, I guarantee your kids have. A song by Robin Thicke called Blurred Lines, which led to a rather controversial dance routine from Miley Cyrus. But can a song get somebody fired? The answer is yes. The dance team coach at Marshfield, Lisa Jolin let go from the district after the edited version of the song, yes, edited version, was used for a high school dance routine for the first football game August 23rd. That was two nights before Thicke performed the song while Miley Cyrus did what she calls dancing at the MTV Video Music Awards. In a statement, Superintendent Peg Geegan said the action was taken based on appropriate reasons which followed district protocol. Many students and some parents are not happy with the district's decision to release Jolin. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Clear and cool tonight. Expect a low of 42 with winds light west-northwesterly. Wednesday's outlook sunny in the morning, increasing clouds in the afternoon, and a high of 72. Look for a variable breeze, mostly out of the southeast. Wednesday night, cloudy, a 50% chance of rain after midnight, a low of 52 degrees. Thursday, mostly cloudy and some showers likely, maybe a few thunderstorms, a high of 69. Friday, clouds and more scattered showers and thunderstorms, once again 69 for an expected high. Saturday, clouds, occasional rain 64, and still more rain Sunday, high 55. Might be partly cloudy without so much moisture on Monday. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.